Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Welcome back, networkers, to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and with me is my co-host, Debbie Peters, the networking guru, my retired business partner, and also my mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Greg, and you're darn right.
I think is it in the contract now? I have to say it every single time. So
yes, 200 times.
200 times. Okay. I think that would make it for a very boring podcast, unfortunately. So how are things going?
Things are going well.
Yeah.
I was up in your neck of the woods yesterday.
That's right. For Lauren's volleyball.
Found the Cliff Keen Arena all by myself. I didn't get lost. I found parking that didn't need a parking thingy dingy to hang.
The ultraviolet level of parking or whatever it is.
I was so impressed with myself.
I am impressed too. I never venture into the athletic campus. So it always feels like a little bit of a maze in there to me. So,
well, yeah, I was following, my directions on my phone and I got worried because I went past something right on State Street. Is that
it's just off of State there.
But there's like this whole, like a whole mile of stuff.
Oh yeah. The athletic campus is not a small thing here.
I thought my map is taking, or my directions is taking me somewhere. I'm going to end up, I'm going to have to call Greg and say, I don't know where I'm at. But
it wouldn't have done you any good. Cause I would say, I don't know where you're at either. So
yeah. I was really proud of myself that I figured it out.
Excellent. Well, that's great. And you have a good time seeing, watching the volleyball games?
We did. They lost, unfortunately. Lauren got to play quite a bit, including she even got to serve, which is not her strong suit, but it was a great serve. So it must be getting better.
Good.
And they lost their last game 25-27. So it was a real heartbreaker.
Oh, they'll keep building through the year. I'm sure they will continue.
I'm sure they will too.
So today we are talking about this networking thing. I know. It's much more fun to talk about our niece / granddaughter and gardening or whatever. But one of the things that we often talk about with students is the importance of setting goals when you are going to a networking event. And I know I tell people if you don't have a goal, if you don't know what the finish line is, you never know when you win.
Right.
So
you're going to keep running even after you've got crossed the finish line.
Exactly. I can beat Usain Bolt in a running race if I just don't tell him where the end line is. So it's good, of course, and we recommend that people set goals, but I think there are times when people they don't set the right goals, and as a result they can end up feeling unsuccessful as a result of that.
Networking doesn't do anything for me is a lot of times what I'll hear.
Yeah, it feels like, I just wasted my time. And I think a lot of that has to do with that that goal setting or the lack thereof. And so we thought today we would talk a little bit about some of the pitfalls and the potential dangers that we need to pay attention to when it comes to setting those goals for specifically the networking event. So what are some of the ones that you've seen that people have just, they set that goal and it's like, that's just not going to go well for you. So,
well, it's actually, they didn't make a plan or set a goal.
Okay.
And so either in the back of their mind or right at the forefront of their head, they're like the bull in the china shop. They're going in to get a sale.
Oh yeah. That's not doomed to failure or anything.
Yeah. So, and I think that comes from not planning on what is it that you want to achieve. And so you think, well, I'm supposed to be here for some reason. I really don't know what it is. So I must be, I've got to get a sale.
Mm-hmm.
And so that not planning really puts you in a awkward and a position where you're not going to achieve what you want. And so then you're going to get frustrated and say networking doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you're going in with that sales mindset, then people see you as someone who's always trying to sell, and they tend to avoid you. So that's whether it's a conscious or a default choice to go in with a sales mindset and a sales goal, just don't, because you're not going to be, most people are not there to buy something.
Right.
So,
and networking is all about making the connections and developing the relationship, so you don't have to sell. So people bring business to you, or, you know, give you the opportunity.
Well, and I think that that actually might lead to a different one, where, you know, someone might go in with the intent of creating that high level connection right away. They might go in, I am looking for a referral partner, you know, the one who's going to, we can pass referrals back and forth. And that can feel a little uncomfortable too, for if you're on the receiving end of that.
Yes, because obviously you're putting your reputation at risk for something like that. And if you don't know the person that well, and they just come on really strong, you're probably, your reflexive action is to run away from that. And so if the person who is doing it, if that was their goal, I'm going to find a referral partner today, doesn't realize that it might take a couple steps to get there.
Well, so, if you think about it, like in a social situation, that's like going in expecting to find your best friend at this next party you go to. And that just, you come off as desperate.
Yeah. I mean, kids in the sandbox can do that have never met each other before.
That's true.
Will you be my friend? That's okay. Yeah. But us adults, that's not okay.
Well, and it's okay. You know, I think we have to start though with, as an adult, let's start with being acquaintances, and then maybe we can have coffee first before we start declaring that we are best of friends.
Find out what commonalities we have in, you know, between the two of us. So, figuring out or not figuring out the right goals to set is really one of those tripping points. And another one that I can think of is, and it's actually two parts. Part A can be, I'm going to the event and my goal is to gather 25 business cards. Oh. Or even worse, to hand out 25 business cards to anyone that's just standing there. So again, good, you know, we have to give them credit for at least thinking about it.
And having a number, they've actually attached a specific number. That's good.
Yep. But it's probably, again, not the right goal. 25 business cards, if you collect them, you're not going to probably know those people, what they're about. You've just collected work. You're going to have to now work even harder to develop the relationship.
Well, and the same thing with you. If you've collected that many, they never met you.
Right.
They did is, fine, here's my card. Please get away from me. You know, and it's funny you should mention that. I was on a podcast yesterday with my friend Margarita Gurry. She has a podcast called The Shrink and the Rabbi. And she was telling me about one time she was at a networking event and she was actually just coming out of the stall in the bathroom, and someone tried to hand her her business card. So that's when your goals creepy. Go horribly, horribly awry.
You know, back in the old days, I don't think this company does this anymore, but there was a cosmetics company. I shall remain nameless.
Okay.
But I think it's worldwide, actually. And their color seems to be pink.
But we won't say anymore.
We won't say anything more. But well, I was selling in the Detroit area, so it's got to be 35, 40 years ago. I was in Northville, Michigan, meeting a client or meeting a prospect, and someone came up to me on the street and handed me her business card and a makeup sample, probably a lipstick sample of some sort, and basically said, "You want to buy from me?"
Oh,
so they were out networking, but obviously, again, a goal had been set to, let's get rid of all these samples and let's pass out our business cards to whoever is. And I think the concept was, anyone that comes within 3 feet of you or something like that, you know, you give them your card then. So it was a physical proximity.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, with the business, we've talked about this in the past with regards to the business cards. If you're just handing them out willy-nilly, you're going to get nothing in return. And even if someone asks for them, you're still not likely to get more than 1% response on it. It's all about the business cards that you, first of all, establish a connection and then ask for with the intent of following up.
Yeah.
So
that's part A of that. And okay. Then part B. Similar, but that's where the sales manager, the boss or whatever that person is says, all right, you're going to this event, come back with 50 business cards, put the pedal to the metal. And so again, well, first of all, someone else has set your goal, which may or may not be appropriate for you, depending on what it is that you're selling. And again, you're coming back to realize a goal that's not going to do you any good.
Right.
You've got 50 cards. I don't want to follow up on 50 cards. I don't even want to follow up with 3. I only want 2.
Yeah.
So it's obviously if the sales manager tells you to do something and your pay depends on that, you might have to do that. But again, I think I would get that 50 out of the way as quickly as I possibly could, put them in my pocket, and then set my own goals and say, I want to have a real conversation with 1 or 2 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably then you'll have 52 cards, which will make you even better in your boss's eyes. But you'll have a real relationship with 2 of those and you can go better from there.
Yes. But actually that kind of also segues nicely into another issue that people have is just not paying attention to the available time. They might set a goal. I'm going to have 5 great conversations and they have 15 minutes of total networking time.
Yeah.
Obviously you can't have a 3-minute great conversation. Well, I suppose you can, but it's fairly unlikely.
Excuse me, I'm done with you. Our time's up. I have to move on.
Time's over. Yeah, I got to move on now.
I don't care about your sick mother. Shut up.
Well, I mean, and that's, that's especially if you're new to the process, you're not even thinking about it. So I always tell people, start with something small. Start with something easy. I do caution people about saying, my goal is just to check it out. Maybe they're going
the group.
Yeah, check out a group or check out an event that feels a little too nebulous. How do you know whether you've actually accomplished something or not? It might be more, I need to discover whether there are dentists who are actually attending this meeting.
Yes.
Or whatever. It's got to be more specific than just woo-woo, I'm checking it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree there. And I'm trying to think if there's any other ways that people set negative goals. I can think of one that I just thought of. And that is, I'm going to go meet my best friend so we can eat lunch together.
Oh, yes. I want to meet with Sally at the event.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I'm taking Sally with me so that we can, have lunch together. Again, if Sally is someone that's going to help you in the future, great. That's wonderful. You're developing the relationship further. But if Sally is not just is your best friend. I don't want to say just. And the only reason you're getting together is to socialize with Sally. Go do it in a restaurant. You don't have to go to the event. You won't have to pay that much then.
Yeah. Yeah. And you'll have a much better conversation because you won't be in the middle of a crowd of people who are interrupting you. You won't have to stop your conversation in the middle because the speaker's about to get up on stage. Or you won't be talking while the speaker's up on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have spoken in the past about technique of partner networking, where you actually meet someone there intentionally to network side by side. But if you are looking for just a deeper conversation with one person, go for coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can achieve that by meeting someone new at the event and then saying, hey, let's get together for coffee. So you can kill 2 birds with 1 stone there.
There you go.
I mean, we talk about, you know, SMART goals and they're measurable and all that other good stuff. So think about what time do I have? I'm going to go to this event. It's an hour and a half. Well, how much is actually open networking where we're able to talk to each other? And like you say, it's typically about 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, and that's why I always set my goal of 2. Not only am I a lazy salesperson, but also in 20 minutes, I can probably have 2 in-depth conversations. So that makes much more sense than me saying I'm going to have, you know, 15 business cards with people that I've really chatted up.
Yeah. All right. Anything else we should talk about with respect to potential pitfalls of goal setting?
Just make them doable, make them easy to do. And you can always reset. Like if you've set it for 2, you're going to meet 2 wonderful people and you're going to get together later as a result of the goals that you've set.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have 10 minutes left. Yay. You can meet one more person. You can add to your goal.
Or if you discover that you're the kind of person that has a 15 minute conversation with someone and that's all you have available. Okay. Well, adjust your goal accordingly.
Right. Right.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning into our program today. If you enjoyed it, please do comment on our Facebook pages. The information is in the episode notes. We would love to hear about your experiences with setting goals and maybe not setting goals and any potential challenges that have come up for you. And if you'd like to hear more from us, please do subscribe. We come back every single week and we would hate to miss you. And until next time, go out and make some great connections. Talk to you later, Mom.
All right, Greg, we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about our new virtual training programs, go to connextnation.com.